Minnie Riperton, or Barry White, Al Green, you know, everything Motown. Mm-hmm. All that stuff was like the building blocks, you know. Then it moved up, you know, Heat Wave, Main Ingredient, the Blue Magic, you know, Parliament was later, you know. I was a big James Brown fan, and then my mom was a concert buff, so she always took me to concerts, or the whole family would go. We all saw Ike and Tina Turner together. We'd always go see the Jackson 5 because they would play at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and they would come out on the convertible, you know, either Cadillacs or Oldsmobiles. I've probably seen the Jackson 5 at least 6-7 times as a kid.
Wow.
Because they were the only group that we saw where Michael and Marlon looked like kids. You know, Jackie, Jermaine, and Tito looked a little older, but Marlon and Michael were like the same height, and they just looked our age. And to see them dance like that, the outfits they wore and the music they made, we were just like addicted to the Jackson 5.
So you were born in 66, so you're about 14 years old when hip-hop, mm-hmm. you know, happens on a national scale. Do you remember what that feeling was like the first time you heard, you know, I'm assuming it's Rapper's Delight?
I was blown away already because my grandfather is from the South, lived in Brooklyn. Every summer, our routine was summertime, we're going to see all of our family. And he was in a jazz band and used to always show us pictures off of his photo albums of everywhere he's been in the world. You know, he was in World War II, but when he was in his jazz band, he's like, yeah, this is when I was in France and Germany. And his wife, Rooney, who's my step-grandmother, she's always go, oh, Billy, you always got to show off all the places you've been. But for me, I was like, man, I want to do that.
What was it like, you know, coming from Houston to be in New York City, and this is, I imagine, like 75, 76, as a kid? What was the city like and what was the energy?
It was just always amazing because everywhere we'd go, I'd always see somebody stealing somebody's tires from their bike. And I was like, this is an amazing city. Like, they just steal shit in broad daylight. So for me, I was fascinated in that way. My first hip-hop bug was because I was very into video games and I was into pinball machines. After a game, my grandfather took me to Playland, which was very popular back in those days.
That was in 42nd Street?
Yep. We go to Playland, and I would challenge people to play me in pinball because I was very good at it at that time. I go outside and hear music, and there's these guys breaking and popping and doing their thing, and the guys got the big boom box, and I'm looking at it, they got the fat laces, and I'm just like, why? Where'd they get those big laces from? I'd like to get some, you know, and they didn't look foreign. It just looked like something I wanted to be down with because I could identify with it.
How are you from just outside of Houston finding out about records or learning about like how the culture is evolving?
My mother and I were really heavy into record shopping together. So every time I went with her, she'd always be like, okay, you get to pick three records, three albums, or I'd buy 45s. And we did that on a regular. So I started having a nice collection where when my sister and them would go to house parties, they would ask, can we borrow some of Chris's records? And I'd be like, no, unless I get to go. And I started being known for having the latest records because anything that was new and hot, I always just kept in tune to it. And my mom would buy them for me. I was just addicted to records. I wanted to have everything.
Do you remember when your interest moved squarely to hip hop?
The Fresh Fest, it came to Houston at Astroworld. We saw Run DMC, Nucleus, Fat Boys, UTFO, Houdini, Flash and the Furious Five, Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew with MC Ricky D. And go to see all of these different artists, it was like, I have to do this. My biggest advantage as a creative was meeting so many people that I dreamed of meeting, you know, from doing what I do, that appreciate my work. Meeting, you know, LL and Run DMC and Marley Marl, who's my favorite producer, and meeting Chuck D from Public Enemy and Dre, you know, Ice Cube, meeting so many actors, producers, filmmakers, meeting Prince, and him saying that Step in the Arena is one of his favorite albums. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
I'm curious, living down there, obviously you know, with such limited access, how were you figuring out even just simple DJing stuff?
I started off just knowing how to blend.
Okay.
I could really blend really fast, put two records on, and I could really get it to blend that quick and keep the party going. I didn't have any turntables. Friends of mine had the equipment. They would let me use theirs because I had the records. So that was like, let me learn on your stuff. I'll bring the records to your parties. As I'm about to start my freshman year in college in 1984, man, they were doing a party outside the Memorial Center, which is one of our hangouts. And I see this guy, a little skinny guy with a shag in the back, like a Jerry curl, but waves on the top. I'm sitting there like, who is this dude? And he's scratching 5 minutes of funk by Houdini. And he just keeps starting it over and starting it. And I just remember he kept going. Now the party didn't stop till I walked in. Now the party, and I'm just like, you know, like, I gotta meet this guy. After he was done, I was like, yo, who are you? He said, oh, I just started going to school here. And I was like, yo, will you teach me how to do that? He was like, come to my dorm room and I'll show you. And I would just practice in his dorm all the time until, because once he showed me the fundamentals of it, I knew what I wanted to make it sound like when I do it.
Yep.
And I'm from the era where if you copied somebody, you could get into a fight for being a biter. You know, it was that serious. Like, oh, no, you bit my style. And somebody punch you in the face for biting a style. And that's what I still live from, is that. So with him, I didn't want to do it the way he did it because he had a certain technique on how he used to scratch the record. And I started doing my own, and that started making people say, man, this guy, you know, I wasn't DJ Premier yet, but, you know, I was DJ Chris.
Okay. And then Waxmaster C.
Then Waxmaster C. And then, you know, obviously when I joined Gangstar, right before Stu Fine, the own Wild Pitch Records, like, you know, we don't like that name, Waxmaster C. And I'm like, well, I do. And he's like, nah, you know, see if you come up with something else. And that's what I told my mom. She said, why don't you make a list? Make a list on a piece of paper and narrow it down to which ones. You know, I had DJ Scratch and Cut. I had DJ Platter, because I was like, no, there's no Platter DJs out there. Just anything affiliated. I had DJ Needle Drop, yeah. You know. And Premier was one of them. My mom looked at the list and was like, that's the one. She said, because it's not like a world premiere at a movie or something like that, but it's still like your first. And I called them back because I still hadn't officially signed. I said, what about DJ Premier? They were like, that's it.
When you go to college, you are a computer science major.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking you were going to do?
That was more to really to please my dad. As far as computer science, I mean, I just wanted anything that was close to anything electrical. Because Since I was already good at taking things apart and doing, you know, installing everybody's car stereos, I was into drilling it precise and not even using a measuring, using a ruler. I could just figure it out. I figured that was the closest thing that I would have to fall back on. But it's crazy because all the languages I learned, Fortran and COBOL.
Peace. Okay. Peace. Here we are, back again.
Woo! So much gems being dropped in that segment right there.
Yeah, going through past the DJ Premier, you know, how he moved to New York and his early musical influences coming into his DJing early DJing days, talking about the learning stage. It's very important, the learning stage. And it often is not that fun. However, it is a necessary building block to your success.
Well, let's talk about, you know, I didn't even know that he was actually from Texas.
Indeed, I didn't know that either. DJ Premier reigning from
H-Town,
Texas.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. H-Town, boy.
Texas, Houston.
Houston,
Texas.
You know what I mean? And how his neighbors were Travis Scott's parents.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it shows you kind of that part. When I was listening earlier too, it showed me like, okay, well, there's a lot of people in certain spaces that may have already had some roots laid down for them before they came into their role that they play in the culture now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, bro. Like, especially, you know, for example, like, with Snoop, Warren G, Nate Dogg, Corrupt, like, those guys are all related somehow, actually. Oh. They're cousins and... You know what I mean? And half-brothers. I think Warren G was actually Dre's half-brother, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, bro. It's, you know, it's very... The music industry is very close. Everybody's, like, a cousin away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
see what you mean.
Yeah, coming from Houston and then... You know, the love for the records, learning, like his mother's love for the records, right?
Yeah.
And him being a young buck and being able to learn how to delicately touch the record, right?
Yeah.
You know, him coming to New York and seeing how it's crazy they got a Playland like we do out here. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
him,
when he said that, yeah.
Right? He went to
Playland.
New York and just seeing all of the fat laces and the way that they dress, right? Because he said he was, again, knowledge culture when he came into the hip hop,
right?
So it's crazy, man. You know, obviously the math doesn't lie, but it's beautiful, man. Let's, you know, anything else you got on that?
I mean, no. I did one thing. It reminded me of just when this is recently when I was handling some records for my pops that I was wanting to borrow.
Okay.
The Michael Jackson Off the Wall record and the vinyl. Crazy. I don't know how much that's worth right now, but it's pretty crazy to see it. And he was telling me the same thing, man. He's like, yo, be careful with how you touch that.
Yes.
Because it's mine. if you touch it the wrong way and you mess it up, might lower the value, but also, you know, you got the consequences, right, in the household.
Indeed, bro.
And that was funny to me because, you know, you know, being raised with any black parents, black influence, black guidance, is very tough. Love is a prominent thing, you know what I mean? And it's something that is to be learned from.
Uh-huh. Indeed. Indeed, man. Indeed, man.
Yeah, I see you going down memory lane right now.
We're gonna save it, man. We're gonna get into some more tunes for y'all, man. Just remember that when you heard a DJ Premier documentary live on the radio in Vancouver, Van City, Victory, just know that you heard it first on the Boom Bap Syndicate with King Wise and Hard Body Dreams. One order, we in the building, baby. Boom, 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 boom.
You are now tuned in. To be a supreme being, third eye seeing, older than Pangea, energy receiving, lifestyle, peace, and freedom, planting my divine seedlings, cause the earth to rotate through all seasons.
To feed the God, all vegan meals, well seasoned, raw, organic, all natural ingredients, no GMOs, no BBLs, can't build with a fake planet, I keeps it real, the realest to ever do it, my magnificence is unprecedented, it's a privilege to be in my presence, highly recommended.
Building pyramids, I'm an architect, knowledge is a flawless gem. Give you life, I am oxygen. Break down the science you can comprehend. The universe is mine, it lives in my consciousness.
Through my mind before time in the darknesses, I created all things gloriously prosperous. Come on, you heard? Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, come on. Respect.
Keep trying to get it.
Respect.
Come on, come on, come on.
Respect. Understanding. Understanding. Respect. Giving is receiving. What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
I shine bright and my light reflects. 360 degrees. My whole life is a flex.
Yes.
Understand and respect. Respect.
Understand.
See things for what they are. Don't believe in fan at all. Clear mental picture. My mind is a canvas. I see my people up in mansions.
Anything less is motherfucking preposterous.
Use knowledge. Turn ideas into solid. Utopia, this tropic.
Building in Ethiopia with the prophets.
Too much treasure for a wallet.
Too magnetic, you can't stop it.
Unpredictable, you can't call it. My DNA is cosmic.
You microcosmic.
microscopic, microbiotic.
Rappers are quite robotic. I'm growing like hydroponic, lyrical antibiotic.
Bionic man making more bells, hydraulic. Breaking down high science and simplifying shit. Hold the babies, break them free from mental chains by them. The conquering lion is out of the lion's den.
Mental slavery, escape with bravery. There's nothing you can take from me at all.
I drag you through the supreme alphabet from A to Z and do it all gracefully. Keytronics. Yeah. Yeah. Bamboo Twigs. Action Man. Thug Minded. Young Legends Mafia. What? What? Master True Love. Worldwide like. Who on it? Who on it? Yeah.
Primo. You already know how we rockin', nigga. What up, Prime?
I'm on the exchange, the range.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Right now you wanna buy me diamonds and I'm on.
Yo, let's go. Back to cashier wearing cashmere. That's 20 racks for a jacket and some khaki pants.
Damn.
Bummy rappers with bunny rabbit ears. You mad, I'm a money magnet. Carrots do the money dance in my sunglasses. Slick talker, this a tongue lashing. If it's me and Preem, then it's a smash hit like Summer Madness. Will Smith should do the ad-libs while I mac bitches in rich fabrics. Fabrics. Mink dragging up a Saks Fifth. Maybach G-Wagon. This ain't even me bragging. Like Ali sneaking jabs in. I don't drive a Ford, how you rhyme? You can't afford time for it. They should kick you out of the store.
Fuck out of here.
No Bulgari, no Barneys, no Marnie. You know it's Marcy, you see the gold Cardis. The cocaine in the bowl at the party. A whole lot of Barbies, the whole army. They on my body, body. Like Armani.
Armani exchange the
range. Armani section.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Dress my body in linen by Armani.
Money exchange the range.
Now you wanna buy me diamonds and I'm on it.
The type of product I got to form a rock, it does not need ice a lot. Might break the watch, scraping the side of the pot. A few diamonds fill out the clock, but it couldn't make time stop on the block. Shots from the Glock made the rock while a collar pop. Let the chopper give him a crop top. Homicide, your body slide off the chopping block like a side of livestock. Nigga dropped a bottle of private stock. Slipped on slime, bitch, thinking it was wine. Get the mop, make them slide. In style like a Prada slide. My product had them online before Wi-Fi.
Before that.
Two for fives, hand in hand, that's a high five. Divide the pie. When you a player, you could not ride the pine. Finesse dimes out of Calvin Klein. Goose down like a mountain climb.
Okay.
Powerful lines like powder lines. Must be out your mind. Trying to turn these hoes to housewives. Keep them on the couch, cause we outside.
Outside.
In the Armani section.
You wanna buy me diamonds and I'm on it.
The money exchange the range.
Fresh dress like a million bucks.
Dress my body in linen by Armani.
The money exchange the range.
Now you wanna buy me diamonds and I'm on it.
Thank you.
mama. Right on time. Fucking rich. Forever. My dude caught a body, had to make a trip by the river. He got paid, told me, son, I'm about to strip him. You only drink Appleton, trying to crush his liver. He lived to eat food, learn to run your dinner. I might fly through in some Umbra. Piece of Raphael, piece of Sun Low. My girl don't want no clothes, she want a gun, so show my dude the Vino, that's a young goat. Ace on Eastwood, that's a big bro. King Ives make all the hoes get low. The range, but she's 38 special. My dude Rav says, son, fuck the retros. He got the OGs, I got the nose clean. We connect, we get rich off the whole scene. All fiends want perks of the codeine. We ride dirty, barely ever hit the road clean. The brown bag money.
Hey, yo, yo, yo. Soon to be fucking groupies on tour, but Eco Park car. The beats are dark part. Bitches looking parcel, reinventing the art form. Yeah, got my heart warm. Mac from Darfur, clap like an encore. Dump heavy gun pull, pull a gun of soul, cause force. Watch for knocks on my faults, yo. Narcotics in the top drawer, fiends relax, yo. Time expensive like an Audemars. Trump 4 shades, LSD 4K. Bent wild wood in the plane, yo. Stack loot, lay low. Pots of the yayo, spot a cop in plain clothes, politic for pesos. I show you shooters on the payroll, though. Tony Soprano, peyote, triple, he lit in the love. Been with my associates, ain't no three-quarter solar shit. Strap Soviet, bean smoking out of a soda can, coca flip. My bitch don't get no dick and throw a fit, yo.
I love my ravioli safe, cause I stuffed it with cheese. Ain't no rental house, I spent amounts tucked in Belize. Inquiring beef, I brought the fucking ruckus for free. Told my nigga, if you pull it out, bust a repeat. Call chrome, turn a soul stone. No phones when we talk wrong. This a zone you do not know. Future waves said we never gon' peak. With that being said, y'all never gon' eat. Pull the V up, the Vino past incredible E. Smart Galleria, Ruben had us loving the freaks. Sunk in the seat, I hope this bitch is slutting for free. Dollar pizzeria, how I type halal in the beef. Bless you before you die, I'ma let it off yelling peace. Thugs cry in the afterlife, fuck it with grease.
Soul brain made of Aztec gold, high tech glow, Ukrainian fellatio. My flavor break the mold. It's two types of men. You either saving your dough or trying to save a hole. Sacred codes from the days of old. Gotta play it cool if you play the stove and end up in a grave alone. Cop circle with the quickness. Need so much green that my mistress find a crop circle in it. Yo, what's a hurdle to a gymnast? Like the purple, she like Squirtle when I'm in it. Still in the sky when the flight finished. From where the night wicked is the men who converted Jesus to a white image. Quantum, the flow made them redefine physics. Hit the piff and expand the limits of my inner dimensions. You want Photoshop, I shop the photos that my mind shot to get rich.
It's a Kodak moment every time we rock. Every time. Every time we rock. It's a Kodak moment every time we rock.
Every single time. I'm saying like clockwork.
It's a Kodak moment every time we rock.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Why do this?
It's a Kodak moment every time we rock. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Mishima, y'all can keep the dough saved. Even on them slow days, mental tend to hold pain and turn it to a piece of art. Like either way, need my cheese, don't matter where the pizza start. Summer spreading peace in parks, I love you, but I can't keep my heart. I need it for this exoscenic route that I've been free and wanna see him. You can catch him somewhere cold and European. Seeking knowledge, I, you and I versus watching, so why would I lie? Fresh till I die, clear my temple up so future me can stop resenting us. Vintage Fendi trunks with foreign boohoo, what the Fendi stuff. Won't be testing love, beef him back like she my baby mom. But I ain't got kids, he got couple radio looks, think he hot shit. Lost it, smoked giraffe pussy in the cockpit. Flight to London, stole cold, Steve Austin completely. But niggas down bad and I'll start like Rikishi. So they don't wanna see me.
It's a Kodak moment every time we rock.
Every time.
Every time.
time we rock. It's a Kodak moment every time we rock.
Every single time, I'm saying like clockwork.
It's a Kodak moment every time we rock.
Every single time,
yeah,
why do this?
It's a Kodak moment every time,
every time.
Yeah, nah. Bear witness to the words of the Most High. Welcome you into the inner sanctum. Holy your holies, the high priest, me and Ganja leaf matrimony. Sacraments, no accident. Extraordinary, exact dissonance, extravagance, adolescence, center of law, affluence, it's all proper. The claim Elijah Muhammad living a flying saucer. The claim we sick on the seller's drugs and provide the doctor. They wanna write a contract and also supply the lawyer. You want a price on a brick, I probably could find it for you. I'm a raw honorable minister, Reaganomics sinister, game finisher. Devil saw the guard and became miniature word. In the presence of a law, they couldn't finish their words. Opposition trying to see this shit clear, but the image is blurred. They not ready, they immature, but they acting right. Passion of the Christ and sacrifice, I made them my acolyte. Secure bragging rights, sending messages, satellites. Savage life in the 85, only heaven, the kingdom of heaven. I ever seen a paradise. I'm him, niggas is dim and they ain't never really had the light. Word is born, y'all. You know the Nag Man is on, y'all.
Blue crack era. Hell's roof, nigga. Yeah. No. Respect the ring, kiss the throne. You gonna let it swing or pick a bone? Broke together, rich alone. Together we starve. I'm wake, you get the service with the memory card. Thus far, they ain't trying me yet. I show remorse too, but there's only a few things that I regret. Can't buy respect, can't purchase heart. But I could sell his head for a verse he bought. Ever see me in court, won't see me on the bench. You see me with my lawyer, nigga, we in defense. I had a streak with attempts, I ain't speak on events. Don't put your 2 cents in if you ain't speaking with sense. Drop a dime on your men, and you still do a quarter. Check out on a nickel, I'ma kill you with aura. Or I fill your fedora, I'ma let you tell it. Cause I can't tell you the game, but I can let you sell it. If you willing to, niggas won't hold your hand, that's what women do. Smooth criminal forte, let the villains
they
do.
They won't let us.
There's a cool spot in hell for niggas like us.
I don't have kids, just clothes, cars, and cribs. Chains and machines to make fragments out your ribs. Count a little paper, sip a little wine. I don't really need much help, I'm just fine. Street apprentice, Creed Aventus. Lead the benches, we relentless, speak incentives. Talk motivation. If you ain't about that bread, it's no relation. Extra, extra, so we got a different texture. My bitches do everything like Siri and Alexa. Applying pressure, flying fresher. Buy a measure word to the pieces of silk inside my dresser. No brainer, keep work up in the strainer. My via money's like a house in Pennsylvania.
If you willing to, niggas won't hold your hand, that's what women do. Smooth criminal forte, let the villains
they
do.
They won't let us.
There's a cool spot in hell for niggas like us. Hell's roof, nigga. Rochester, New York. Them niggas scared, bro. Bully foot. Wow. New crack era. Shamus. Yeah.
Let's go, Mo. What's going on? You got Mo, what's going on? I paid $50, man. I paid $50. You got a little stuff. You want rock, man? You got.
Huh? How's it going?
Huh?
Hi.
What? You show police? You police?
No.
Come on, man. What's the science, man? Let's go, man.
Let's go, let's go.
What's going on, man?
That last track was real muddy. That was real heavy. I like that. I just want to talk about give a quick highlight to those last few tracks.
Well, give me an instrumental, man. Where was the instrumental at, man?
We got, my fault, Hardbody. Hardbody always want an instrumental.
You gotta
in
have
the
instrumental in the background, bro.
That's what
we do, man. Come on, man. We came to show premiere, bro. Look at that, man. How was you not gonna play that joint? That's the New York State of Mind.
There you go.
That's the classic. Go ahead, man. Run through that track list, God. Run through the track list.
All right. So let's see. We got Respect Understanding.
Ooh.
By the God, Bamboo Twigs, Understanding Righteous. So that track was heavy. I like that.